Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate shopping for pants? You're not alone. Jack Archer's Jet Setter Tech Pants are basically the answer to every guy's closet struggles. With their customizable fit, wrinkle-free fabric sourced from Japan, and all-day comfort, these pants can take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Seriously, these might be the only pants you'll ever need. Style them with the Jet Setter Tee, Legacy button-down shirt, or the buttery Legacy Polo sweater, and you've got timeless staples to meet your everyday wardrobe needs. Jack Archer is just better. For a limited time, get 15% off using the code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your entire order.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Boomer and Geo.
BT and Sal.
Evan and Tiki.
Keith McPherson, your nighttime host on the fan.
On the fan.
On the fan.
On the fan.
It's WFAN Daily, hosted by Pete Hoffman.
What's up, everybody? It is Pete Hoffman returning for the first time in about a week. Nobody cares, but I was sick. I'm back. I ain't sick no more. I feel way better, and I needed that refresher, break for a week. So I'm back now. I feel much better. Thank you very much. If anybody does care, if nobody cares, let's talk a little hockey real quick before we get into the bigger news of the day. But just happened a little while ago, the New York Rangers get shut out again at home. And let me tell you something. This team is starting to piss me off in a way where I want it blown up. Like, I've been talking about it for a while now, right? Artemi Panarin, Mika Zibanejad, we can go through the old veterans on this team. There needs to be a way to get them off of this roster as soon as possible. And the first person that you can do, can get rid of, is Alexis Lafreniere, because I am tired of hearing, and I love the guys on MSG. I love Laviolette. I love everybody on there that breaks it down. They break it down perfectly. But Steve Laviolette today was saying that the Rangers – we're so close to scoring in the first period, they'll get one soon. It's going to happen. They're right there. The end of the second period was like, that was wrong, but they're still so close. And then at the end of the game, it's like, they were still really close and still a big old donut. At home, they are the worst team in the NHL. They have 1 point at home. 1 point. They haven't won a game yet. Okay? They are 6-6-2. They played 14 games so far this season. The Jets don't have a win yet at MetLife this season. They've played like 4 games there, okay? But the fact that we have a season where the Rangers have yet to win at home, the Jets have yet to win at home, this is getting a little annoying here, all right? And you can't put it on the goaltending. I mean, Shesterkin can only do what he does. You know, he gives up 2 goals, obviously. Like, they give up the empty netter again at the end. I mean, you basically pull the goalie in MSG with 2 minutes to go the goal, there's going to be a goal scored against. Like, it's just going to happen. And it's getting frustrating. So we'll just needed to start with hockey because I am so upset watching this team. And there's three culprits because those are the goal scorers. Like, Adam Fox leads this team. Now, 14 games in, he leads the team with 11 points. He's your defenseman. He should not be leading the team in points, especially when he only has, if I'm correct, three goals on the season. If I'm correct, it's only three goals and eight assists that he has. So he's got 11 points. There's nobody's putting the puck in the back of the net. And that's the goal of this game. That's what strategy is. How do you find a way to put it in the back of the net? And I'm hearing I said Laviolette before. I meant Laquette. I'm blanking on his name right now. But who gives a crap? The backup goalie who used to play for the Rangers. He's was here for like a season. He Valiquette. Jesus, why is it Laquette? Steve Valiquette, who does a fantastic job. But he's sitting there and saying, it's not that these guys, the Rangers, don't want to score a goal. It's not that they're not trying to get in, you know, in front of the net. They're doing all the work. It's just not getting in. Yeah, well, they got to try harder. And maybe they need to be a little more physical. Maybe they got to find a way to put to bury those rebounds and get more physical in front of the net and do something like, listen, today, Matthew Schaefer, kid got walloped. At the UBS Arena, and the entire team, it felt like the entire organization attacked, the Boston Bruin, I forget the guy's name, who basically buried him into the boards and cross-checked him and whatnot. The entire team pounced on him and said, that's the one guy you ain't touching, okay? So somebody needs to get physical. Not saying they got to get physical because to protect Shesterkin, but they got to get physical in front of the net, do something, get under somebody's skin. Right now, the only person they get under their skin is me because they can't score the home ground. Excuse me. All right, let's move on to the bigger thing because I don't think anybody wants to really hear me vent for 25 minutes on the Rangers, which I can, but I just don't want to. This is my favorite part of the day. When I got the news that Sauce Gardner got traded from the Jets to the Colts, it made me so happy inside. I haven't been this happy in a long time. And I know that as a Jet fan who retired during the offseason and said, I quit, it still made me feel good. It still made me feel amazing. Because the reasons why I quit were because of things like signing Sauce Gardner to a long-term deal when he's done absolutely nothing for this team. This franchise is awful right now. They were in, no matter what you want to say about Glenn and Muji, again, it's nice that they traded away Sauce Gardner, get all these picks. It's nice that they traded away Quinton Williams and got all these picks. But let's see what they build that to. Are they gonna, you know, actually draft talent? Are they going to actually start to win games? Are they going to find a quarterback? Like, let's really see. Right now, it's a good day for Jets fans because there's hope. There is hope. And that's something that they haven't been able to talk about in a while. Think about it. Think about what's happened here, okay? On the day that Nick Mangold passes away, the Jets get their first win of the season. On the day that they bury the man in New Jersey, they go out and make two of the biggest trades in team history, maybe. You know, we'll see how impactful those picks are going to be. But, like, maybe there's something about just, you know, irony or whatever the case is. But maybe, because Nick Mangold was great. I never talked about it, and I apologize that I wasn't able to talk about it. The only thing I ever said was about that first win of the season was don't get too excited because it wasn't, it's not guaranteeing anything. Like the team is not trending upwards this season. The team is still really bad. You know, and just because they won a game against a bad Bengals defense, guess who just traded away the better defensive players on the team? The Bengals. The Bengals are basically giving up too. So you have two bad teams playing each other. The Jets got the better of the Bengals that day. Okay, that being said, let's move forward. I wanted to remind Jets fans that don't jump ahead just yet. live in the moment, live in the suck, because that's what's happening. This team sucks. And let's just see where it goes from here. Yes, you could be happy about the win. Be happy that Nick Mangold, on a day where you hear that your captain, your center, one of the best players to ever wear the green and white, had passed away, that you got a victory. And now on a day where they, you know, bury him, they, again, this could be very impactful. And that would be amazing. And that, to me, would be an amazing story. And I would love it all. And I'm not trying to make it negative in any sort of way. But the point was, it hasn't happened yet. So we have to have a little bit of reality at the same time. But the storylines are there. The storylines are, unfortunately, something like this bad thing that happened to Nick Mangold happened, but yet we could celebrate because maybe, hey, you know, you could talk about curses, you could talk about things that you want, but maybe this is the thing that just, you know, he's looking over the Jets fans now. And now because of that, things are going to get better. Something positive, whatever the positive spin is, there is one there. Let's just wait for it to happen first before we start to preach about it. That's why I was telling my kids, like, don't get excited that you score a run in a baseball game or a football game or whatever it is. Like, get happy that you score, okay. But let's not, like, pop the champagne yet, because you still got game, you still got innings to go. Did anybody watch the World Series? Did anybody see that the Miguel Rojas tie the game in the ninth inning? I mean, I'm sure everybody in those stands were ready to go, and you know, going into that ninth inning, we're ready to go and, like, pop open liquor bottles and just get crazy. But you got to win the game first. You got to start getting right. And the Jets, on paper, are awful, but potentially can get better. It's on Darren Mooji and Aaron Glenn. And I don't believe that this was a fully, you know, we're playing checkers or we're playing chess and everyone else is playing checkers type of feel. I think this was just a lucky situation. Because really, I think the intent was you build around Sauce Gardner on one side and Garrett Wilson on the other side. You take care of a couple players, and they're going to take care of you. Gardner was the guy that I was always concerned about because I always felt he was selfish, and I always felt that he didn't really care. Once the team started to be bad, he wanted to be out of here, and that wasn't going to change right away. So he got money, and he still was bad. Didn't look motivated, I got to be honest, at times. No matter what numbers say, no matter how, well, he didn't give a bunch of touchdowns. He's not doing anything impactful on the field, okay? If you're not doing anything impactful on the field, to me, you're nothing. You're nothing, okay? You're an offensive lineman. And I love offensive linemen, but that's the point is, if you're an offensive lineman and you get spoken about, it's usually something bad. If you're an offensive lineman and don't get spoken about, then you're a Pro Bowler, you're this and that because, hey, you did your job. Well, Ahmad Gardner is basically an offensive lineman. You don't hear his name. But in the position he plays, that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing. So to me, unimpactful. He was a failure for as many years as he was here. He had a good rookie season, but he was not this gifted, you know, all-pro quarterback that we would have been, you know, so honored that to be the next Darrell Revis type of deal. It never happened. And it is what it is. And we're moving on and bigger, better things, hopefully, for the New York Jets. They also traded, and again, it wasn't just him. It wasn't just Mike Garner. Quinnen Williams got traded too, but he wanted to get traded. He was very much gung-ho about getting traded, and that's good. Like, go to man now. Listen, he went to Dallas, the team that, you know, if you're a Giants fan, it's not exactly what you want, okay? But you get him off this team and bring back picks, and it's smart. So hopefully, you know, Mooji can actually do something with those picks, and hopefully Aaron Glenn now has a little peace of mind of like, all right, let me experiment now. Let's see who's going to be defensive tackle, who's going to be up the middle, who's going to be you know, playing corner, who's going to be cornerback for us, and that's a position to try out now. Now you got some opportunities. Maybe there's some young guys that you've been looking to try out, but you got Sauster, you got to play. Well, you got 8 games to go or 9 games to go, so. Maybe the Jets now have a better opportunity to see if some of these players that they haven't really been able to see, which there's not many, I don't think, but maybe there is somebody. Maybe somebody gets waived and, you know, you can claim them and bring them on the team. You just never know. That being said, I'm happy. And Jets fans should be happy. It's the first time in a while. It's the first time in a while. And again, I'm not going to say that oh, there we go. We're trust this regime. They know what they're doing. But the reality is they made a smart decision. They realized this wasn't working. And that's why I go back to Joe Douglas. Hey, you're the man who went and picked this unbelievable roster, knew what you were doing. And we all sat there and said, Robert Saleh was the issue. Robert Saleh was the issue. And it wasn't the coaching. It wasn't the GM. It was the coaching. I beg to differ. I think a lot of it was Joe Douglas. A lot of it was Joe Douglas, which is why, too, when you sit there and you talk about what's going on with the Giants, it kind of goes hand in hand, and unfortunately, you know, like Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, they're kind of attached at the hip right now. No matter what you want, no matter what you say, it's very tough to sit there and say, oh, you know, get one and not get, you know, let one stay and without the other. I think they kind of both got to be here. I think that Brian Daboll is currently right now working well with the quarterback. Like, no matter what you want to say, they're working well together. And because of that, Shane's got to go out there and get him more talent. Now, listen, did Joe Shane draft Malik Nabers? Yeah, he did. Where is Malik Nabers? He's hurt. Did he draft Cam Scattaboo? He did. How good was Cam Scattaboo when he was playing? He was great. He's hurt. So those two players, and it's unfortunate because it feels like one injury for the New York Giants is the death of a season. And that stinks. But that's really what it comes down to, I feel like. Whenever the Giants have something working, which the offense has been working. I mean, you can't tell me scoring in six straight first quarters with Jackson Dart that the offense isn't working, right? The Giants went like 3 or 4 years, I feel like, before they were able to score, a touchdown on their first drive of the game or touchdown in the first quarter. They've had six straight games where they've been able to drive down the field and score a touchdown. If not their first drive, later on during the quarter, they'd be able to still be able to do it in the first quarter. I mean, that's impressive. But the problem is those two guys got injured, so now it's the talent level is very much weighted, unfortunately. You could sit there and talk about Darius Slayton. You could sit there and talk about, you know, Wandell Robinson and Tyrone Tracy. Go through the list of players they have. Malik Nabers and Cam Scattaboo are like elite players right now. Like, those guys are top-level players. They're difference makers, you know? Unfortunately, Wandell Robinson is a good receiver, but he's not a difference maker. And that is a problem because the difference makers are not here. D.O. Johnson could be. He's got to catch balls. Like, that is the biggest issue right now with the Giants. They're not catching footballs, and it's been like this for years. It's not just – I mean, think about this. Think about the history, the strong history of tight ends with the New York Giants. Go back to Howard Cross. You've had strong history of tight ends with on the New York Giants, and yet somehow, over the past 10 years, you just can't get somebody who holds onto the ball. Like, Evan Engram was supposed to be that guy, and he just couldn't do it. Darren Waller came in here. He's supposed to be that guy. He quit on the team. And then he goes to Miami. In the first game, I think he had like three touchdowns when he came back. He could have been good here. He quit. He legitimately quit. So you got now Theo Johnson, who has shown a ton of signs that he could be that type of guy. There's just too many drops. And those are killing drives, and they're killing, offensively killing drives. And then again, you go back to the discipline issues. You go against the fact that the referees are screwing the Giants left and right. I mean, it's not a good season at all. But do you want to see the rest of the season what Daboll can do with Jackson Dart? I do. And I believe that those two will be able to figure out more wins the rest of the season, because they've been close. even with injuries all over the place. I mean, everywhere. Holland, Paulson Adebo, and with the cornerback situation is just absurd. I mean, think about this. Once those two guys went down, once Paulson Adebo and Javon Holland went down in that Denver game, that's when 33 points were put up on the board for the Denver Broncos, okay? And the defense has been affected the past 2 weeks since them too because they haven't been back. So you're missing two key secondary players. And whatever's going on with Dexter Lawrence, I mean, you've heard Carl Banks and everybody else rip him. But, I mean, what if there's something serious going on with Dexter Lawrence, if he's healthy, if he's not healthy, who knows? But there is clearly issues with the defense. And then you got Brian Burns, who's killing it. They have some really good players. But the problem is it's just not at the same time. It's all got to be complementary. And it's not happening at the same time. That being said, I'll tell you this much. When it comes down to it, if you give Dable and Dart these next eight games, and they can win four of them, they can win all of them, to be honest with you. But if they win four of them, I think you bring Dable and Shane back again for another year. You may hate it, but think about this. If they can do enough to continue to the offensive production as they're pulling out, and they get everybody back next year, and they get another top-level pick, whether that's you put that on the front line or whether you put that in the secondary. I mean,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
They're getting there. You have impactful defensive players. You're getting burnt in secondary, but your best players are hurt. That's a depth thing. All right, listen. Again, we started out talking about the Rangers, and that really destroyed me because I can't stand watching them right now because at home they are complete and utter ass. But that being said, hopefully I will be back with more of these every day as we'll get back into the grind as I'm starting to feel better. And listen, there's plenty to talk about because now, which we will be doing, I just did a Rico with Evan not too long ago. We will have many more podcasts as free agency is about to open up for baseball on Thursday. So there's gonna be a lot going on. It's gonna get busy. Hopefully sooner than later for the local teams, so we have something to talk about. Because right now with the local teams that are actually playing, besides the Knicks are still playing decent basketball at the moment. But besides the Knicks, every other team is just the Devils are playing very well too. I can't take that away. You can't take away the fact that the Devils are playing very well. Oh, one more thing. I didn't put this on the ticker down here. But I did want to talk about this gambling stuff. So a couple weeks ago, obviously, everyone knows about Chauncey Billups. Everybody knows about Rozier, who got arrested. And then this weekend in MMA, there was a fight which was up in question because the line went completely wacky. And a lot of money was being thrown around on certain fighters. And because of that, they're in investigation right now because that fighter, which the line was very wacky in, ended up getting submitted in the first round of the fight. And now here's the thing, right? Like, we know that the fighting game is very weird and it's always been very fishy and people always taking dives and whatnot. That's been going on for a long time. The fight world, whether it's boxing, whether it's MMA, maybe not so much MMA, but boxing for sure. And then we heard that thing a couple of years ago. I'm blanking on the guy's name, but it was a coach and his camp were doing dirty things where their fighters were going into the cage injured, but they were able to hide it, and they were favored X amount to win, and then they have somebody else put a bet in. This guy ends up going down the first round with some kind of injury. Oops. And all of a sudden, we're cashing in, and we're all having a payday. And they, all those guys, a lot of those guys got arrested. And I'm not really sure where they're at right now, if they're in jail or whatever the case is. But now this recent fight from the weekend in the UFC, something similar happened. Not injury-wise, but he got tapped out super quick, and he was the favorite. And then the line moved, and everyone's like, what's going on here? And then he went in and get tapped super quick. So I listened to Dana White. I think he was on with TMZ, which I hate that he's on with TMZ, but that's what he's doing. He was on with TMZ, and they asked him a bunch of stuff, and he basically said that they were in touch with the FBI right away. Right away. And he was shocked when he saw all these fighters come on record saying that, oh, this is not the first time. I've been offered money to take dives in the past, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, why the hell did you not tell me? And I get both sides of it, right? Like, you get somebody to go, dude, listen, we can hook you up. You get, you take a dive. We pay you off. And you just blow them off type of thing. Like, yeah, whatever. And not even thinking about it. Maybe it's the day of a fight. Maybe it's whatever it is. I'm sure it's not something that's constantly in your ear. But I'm sure that something maybe in passing was, oh, wait, that was for real? Who knows, right? And then on the other side, there's Dana White going, we don't fix fights. We don't do crap like that. What's wrong with you? Why would that even be a thing? Why would you not tell me? Because I'll nip that in the bud right now. Excuse me. Either way, that's going to be an issue because there were people saying that there was a lot of other fighters that have gone. You go through other, fights that the money had changed, randomly towards the beginning of the fight, and people that we've seen, favorites get tapped or knocked out or whatever the case is. So the UFC is going to be investigated for a while now too. So it's just this whole gambling ring thing is the NBA really started it, but now everything is going to have a close eye. It is real. And I said it too, a couple of weeks ago with the whole cheating stuff with the Philadelphia Eagles, when you have a tush push that you don't know how to call it and the refs, don't know what the hell they're doing. And Kayvon Thibodeau steals the ball from Jalen Hurts before the whistle. And then they go, well, there was an intent of a whistle. So, and because of forward progress, and this is the thing or whatever. And yet the Eagles get the ball back. There's no penalties called. There's no nothing. It is absurd to think that there's at times when you're looking at these things, that there's not some sort of like fix on certain plays or calls from New York or whatever the case is. So, excuse me, I have to go because I can't stop coughing. But there will be more from this gambling incident. All right. Thank you very much for listening to another episode of WFAN Daily. I will hopefully be back as long as I'm healthy. And it was good to be back. It's not good to be a Ranger fan, though. All right, guys. I'll see you later. Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.